The twin towers of St. Gallen's Baroque Cathedral cast a long shadow over the ancient buildings of the city's medieval centre. Fountains, statues, carved balconies and the town's famous oriel windows vie for attention on the approach to the cathedral. It was constructed in 1755 and its interior is wonderfully ornate, with breathtaking ceiling paintings, stucco embellishments and fabulous wood carvings around the confessionals. But as beautiful as the cathedral is, it's the adjoining Abbey precinct and its collegiate library that are the city's foremost attraction. The Abbey has been listed as a UNESCO World Heritage Site since 1983. The history of the Abbey goes back to the 7th century, when an itinerant Irish monk called Gallus fell into a briar. He interpreted this as a sign from God and decided to stay and build a hermitage. The Benedictine monastery was founded in 719 and grew into one of Europe's most important medieval cultural and educational centres, reaching the peak of its influence in the 10th century. Emperor Charlemagne favoured the Benedictines because they were a working order and could be used by the secular authorities for administrative and educational purposes. The Abbey Library, as it stands today, dates only from 1760, but is home to many of the monastery's original works. As I step into the hall, my guide, the deputy librarian, Dr. Cornel Dora, notices my intake of breath.
It's always like an explosion of beauty. Also, to me, I'm working here now for 7 years. It's one of the most beautiful halls, of course, library halls in the world, and it's very well known for this. It's in the Baroque, very late Baroque, or even Rococo style, a room that is dominated by wood, because wood is a very good material to build shelves for books. It helps to level out humidity.
The interior is mostly walnuts, but there is also cherry wood and maple, and the floor is pine. The graceful lines of the balustrades that overlook the main hall gave me the impression of being inside a violin. There are four huge paintings on the ceiling depicting the four Christian ecumenical councils. They are the work of the artist Josef Vanenmacher and are a celebration of orthodoxy in a world going through the upheavals of the Enlightenment. The shelves contain around 130,000 volumes, and around 2,000 are from the early medieval period. That's around 10% of such manuscripts worldwide. The manuscripts were mainly produced in St. Gallen, and Dr. Dora says they represent perhaps the best indigenous collection in the world. The manuscripts housed in the library include the only surviving copy of the Benedictine rulebook, a collection of ancient Irish texts, and a book of liturgy, bound in carved ivory, which is said to come from Charlemagne's personal collection. There are also old musical scripts, evidence that the abbey was an important centre for Gregorian chant, and the famous Psalter, illustrated in gold ink. The labour involved is almost unimaginable.
There's a kind of industry involved with bookmaking. They needed to make parchment, to produce parchment. They needed to have cattle for this. And they needed to make ink, to produce ink. And they needed to bind these books. And all these activities were done here in the monastery. There were the so-called paters, that were the more priest-like monks, and the so-called fratres, that did the more simple work.
The library also contains other exhibits. There's an Egyptian mummy that dates from 650 BC and an architectural plan from 830 that predates similar drawings by around 300 years. It shows plans for rebuilding and expanding the abbey as it became more and more successful. Dr. Dora explains.
It's a fascinating document because it doesn't just give us the outlines of the buildings, but also has very detailed inscriptions in what was to be built here. For example, we know from these inscriptions that there are three breweries in the ecclesiastical precinct. Also, we know that they had an herb garden, and each bead of the garden was inscribed with the plant, with the herb that was to be planted there.
In the dormitories on the plan, it's possible to count around 80 beds, showing exactly how many monks lived in the community at the time. They would have been supplemented by a host of farmers, servants, and their families. Dr. Dora describes the Abbey Library as a Baroque treasure box that holds more than 1,200 years of European history. The monastery thrived just as much of the rest of Europe entered the Dark Ages and lost much of its culture and learning. It was this that was decisive in persuading UNESCO to make St. Gallen's Abbey Precinct and Library a World Heritage Site almost 20 years ago.
Of course, this is a great honour, but it also means responsibility. And it, of course, also helps St. Gallen in tourism. It, of course, brings a good kind of tourism to St. Gallen, because these people that follow the World Heritage Site are mostly educated people that are a very conscious kind of tourism. And, of course, we need to preserve our things and to make them accessible to these people who want to see.